Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I worship, adore you forever. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I worship you forever. First thing I do,
reach my hands towards the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Let me
see you, mighty King. I turned up my radio. You bless my soul.
I will never praise
you. But there goes the phone.
Oh,
for some mistake.
Cause
when you're in the presence of the Most High, you play nice. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
I'm so sure you think you do.
To the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this week's discussion. This week, but I'm going to say this before I pray. Listen, brothers and sisters, when I pray, I like to think I'm praying in faith and let God's grace takes over. I believe I'm praying because it's already been done. God already seen my heart. He know what I'm praying when you pray sincerely. Now, everybody don't pray sincerely. So I try to use the word of God for prayer. I try to let God be the focus of my prayer. And I ain't trying to ask God to do something like conning him into doing something. No, I'm going to do what the Bible says. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God, that we thank him. Because he know our heart. He know what we want to ask him. He already know that. He want to agree with us. So we'll pretty much petition him to agree with us. And then the Bible says man can always pray. You can pray when you can't do nothing else. You can pray. Pray. So I'm just thankful. I'm going to ask, I know I said I was going to pray, but I see Pastor is here. So I'm going to ask her to get us, I'd like for her to get us started off during the week with prayer. So Pastor Bill, you be so kind to get us started for the week, please.
Praise God. Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. Scripture I'd like to start off with is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for the word, Father God, your scripture, Father God, that we can stand on your word no matter what we face and no matter what we're going through. You a way maker out of no way, Father God. And Lord, we continue to pray for those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. And we're thankful, Father God, for the praise reports that have gone out. And Lord, we give you praise. And we're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches this word today, Father God. We ask that you will use him mightily, Father God, and then open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God. So we give you praise and we thank you in advance. Be with the bereaved families, Father God, and be with those that are going through. Let them know, Father God, that there is strength and there is peace, Father God, when they follow and look to you, Father God, and be with those that have said, have asked us personally to pray for them. Lord, you know who they are. Touch them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus and give them peace of mind, Father God, and lead them in the right direction. We're thanking you, Lord, for the word, and we're thanking you, Lord, for the lessons, Father God, that we have learned thus far and looking forward to those that are coming up. Lord, thank you. Continue to bless our pastor. Continue to bless those that have called in and those that are listening by internet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let me say, as I normally do, we kind of like lay out the things the Lord can put in my spirit. But I'm going to be open this week. Hopefully, we are going to have others to engage. I'm going to leave that on the down low, but we got some others that's going to engage this week, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a great lesson, and I'm looking forward to us talking about having a bold faith. And what bold faith is. See, many of you walk boldly in faith. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. But today, with godly confidence, we didn't learn nothing last week. We should learn that we can have confidence. But we should have it every day. So I'm going to ask everybody to do me a favor. That your day has been committed by the Lord. And he has ordered your steps. See, when you're walking by faith, you could actually say, the Lord is ordering my steps.
Yeah.
The matter about the disappointment, because God is ordering your steps.
Amen.
Because his appointment to renew, review, replenish, restore, strengthen you. So you're walking in truth when you're walking by faith. Because you're walking by his word, see? So it doesn't matter what the enemy tried to do. And you should have peace with that. And peace comes from God being in control, knowing that all things are working together for our good because we love God, because we love him.
Amen.
Now, with that being said, we had also said we wanted to, I'm not sure what I said, but I said something along the lines of the word of the day or reflecting on the word of God, a word of inspiration. So before the broadcast is over, I'm not going to point anybody. And if anybody doesn't have anything to say, it's fine, because God has gave me a word of inspiration. But I would like to think that it can be the word of the day. It can be reflecting on the word of God, because it can be after. It can be after the lesson or during the lesson. But there should be a reflect on the word of God. Could be the word of the day. A word of inspiration from that word. It could happen like that as well. But however, in order to have this could be, and some other things came to mind, but in order to have this bold faith, there's about five things that we're going to discuss. You know, Evangelist Sharon said something on the other day, persistent. And if you're going to have bold faith, it has to be persistent. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about what it is to have bold faith. Because a lot of people in the Bible had bold faith. But for that, we're going to also, before we get started, we're going to lay out some stuff. So y'all want to get your pencil and paper, because I do have a few of them that get their pencil and paper, and I just realized that the other day. But the first thought is going to be, if you're going to have bold faith, you're going to have to use your faith when you pray. That's number one. Keep on going to God. That's bold faith. Keep on going to him. No matter what it is, keep going to him. We're going to give you scriptures in a moment. And the other one, don't let time cause you to waver. That's important. Don't allow time to cause you to waver. See, because, see, really, faith is talking, it's taking God at his word. That's what I said the other day, so I don't want to lose that. Because that prayer life is a life of confidence. So that's important. You want to have a life of confidence. You want it to be persistent. So in order for it to be persistent, it will sustain you. And we're and we'll talk a little bit about that. So you have to keep on being persistent. And in that, the other thing I wrote here was, don't let time cause you to waver. That's where I was at. Because sometimes time will cause people to waver. And we got to have that attitude that we're going to declare the word of God no matter what. Relentlessly. Relentlessly. We're going to declare the word. So if you're going to have that aggressive faith, that bold faith, that's what you're going to have to do. And don't be moved by what you see. That's the other thing, too. Don't be moved by what you see. And if you operate on these five principles right there, and it may be more, but that's what I have so far. And I think that's enough to get us through a couple of days anyway. Because let's see. So we're going to start with, let's start with a couple of scriptures. I don't know, foundational scriptures. It can be, one of them can be Hebrews 4:16. So Hebrews 4:16, we'll make that one up. I'll read it out of you got to be bold with this. I say Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, Hebrews 4:16. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is already. I'm sorry, let me start that over. Okay, so let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen.
Read that again for us, Pastor, please. I missed something.
Okay. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen.
Amen. So that ties right in with 2 Corinthians 5:7. That's what I thought it said. Sometimes I like how one scripture just ties into the other one without me almost going there. But I want to go there because we're going to use these scriptures here. Because if you're going to come boldly, you're going to have a bold faith, and you're going to walk in that, we need to have scriptures. So 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. It's what we trust in but don't yet see that keeps us going. Amen.
That's what it is. Because, see, that's what faith is. And so today, I'm going to kind of get into that just a little bit, because understanding that the power of persistence will call you to have the kind of faith that is persistent. In other words, throughout the Word of God, and maybe I'll just begin here. I was going to share some other scriptures, but the Lord just telling me to go ahead for it and then leave me waiting. Throughout the Word of God, He tells us how faith, but not just any kind of faith. He tells us to have faith in Him. So if you're going to have faith in Him, you're going to have the God kind of faith. Let me say that again. Don't want nobody to miss this. If He tells you to have faith in Him, so where's your faith at? It's in God. So you're going to have the God kind of faith. Are y'all with me so far? Don't want to lose nobody. So in Him to have the faith of Him. So if you're going to have faith in Him, you're going to have the faith of Him, which is the God kind of faith. How I know that? Mark 11:22. I want you to see this. In Mark 11:22. Hallelujah. It said, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. See, when have faith in God.
Amen. Mark 11:22. From the Message Bible. Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. Amen.
You see, the God kind of faith is aggressive faith. The God kind of faith, you don't see it, but you're going to speak it into existence.
Yeah.
The God kind of faith tells us to have that aggressive, that determination or determined to be persistent and to focus on the faith that that is persistent. And really, it's defined, I'm just trying to make sure everybody is with me because I don't want to get nobody off course here. It applies to the desire, the result, because if you desire in your heart, then you're going to be persistent. Because you can go back up there and read a few verses. Whatsoever thing a man desire when he pray, believe that. In order to have that strong desire, it's the kind that get results, brothers and sisters. You need and when you need it and the way you need it. And it's a walk of life. It's so. Amen. So let us walk through this story that Jesus told. And He demonstrated. He demonstrated it. In that. And it really was a parable. But I'm not going to go through it right now. But let you all go through it at your leisure. Because Jesus told them a parable that man ought to always pray. Always pray. And not to turn, but the Bible says faint. But in other words, I did a little reference on that. To faint means to be a coward. Don't be a coward. Don't lose heart. Don't give up.
Amen.
He tells the story about a certain city that was a judge who never reverenced and feared God. Nor he had any respect for man. The Bible said he didn't even consider man. And there was a word in that city who kept coming to him saying and protesting and defending and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time, he would not even as much as listen to her. But she kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. And the Bible says that she kept coming. And finally, he gave in. Now remember, this man had no respect for God, had no respect for man. And after a time, the Bible said later on, he had no reverence for God. Now, I just want you to remember that because that's important in this lesson. But yet because that widow woman continued to bother me, he said, I will defend and protest. So she come on and she ran on and then the Lord said, listen to the unjust judge. Now, you got to understand that this judge was an unjust judge. He had no God in his life. Didn't revere reverence to man. So he said, I'm thinking about where I was at. Okay, and he said, I'm going to tell you, because this is the parable Jesus gave. Maybe I'll just go over there and read that thing. Because it's over there in Luke 18 and 1 through 8. I think we'll go and read that. Luke 18 and 1. Well, we'll have to read it all. But I wanted you to get the full essence of this story. So maybe we should read it all. Be better off to read it all. Because this week we're going to discuss this, and this is going to be important. Because you need to know that God said man can always pray. You can pray when you can't do anything else. But when you're going to pray, you need to be aggressive. So in Luke 18, when I said Luke 18, well, this thing want to jump around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Got to be persistent.
Yeah.
Luke 18 and okay. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always pray and not faint. And that word faint means to be a coward. Okay, and I just want to put that out there. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard man. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but after he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this world troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming she waver me, worried me, I'm sorry. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge this speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, he shall find faith on earth. And he speak this parable unto a certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. I tell you, I think I went too far. I think I just wanted to do to 8, but read to 8, Pastor. Then I'll make sense of all of this in a moment.
Amen, amen. from the Message Bible, Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. He said, "There was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. A widow in that city kept after him, 'My rights are being violated. Protect me.' He never gave her the time of day, but this went on, and he said to himself, 'I care nothing what God thinks, even less what people think. But because this widow won't quit badgering me, I'd better do something that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beaten black and blue by her hounding.' Then the master said, 'Do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? So what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? I assure you, he will. He will not drag his feet, but kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on earth when he returns?" Amen.
Amen. So God expects for us to be persistent. He's going to answer. If an unjust judge answers, you know God an answer. He wants us to be enduring, you know, survive it, man. You know, continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be persistent. Keep going. Don't care what it looks like. Keep asking. Keep standing on that word. Because that's what faith is. It's standing on that word.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you. Whatever scripture you're standing on, just be persistent with it. Don't give up because of every little bump in the road. So use your faith when you pray. That's what he's telling you. Use your faith when you pray. So that's what this parable was all about. That man ought to always pray and not be a coward. He should stand on that word. Doesn't matter what it look like. Doesn't matter what it feel like. And in other words, and don't give up. Notice the context of this parable is prayer. So we're to use our faith in prayer. So when we're praying, we have scriptures because that's what faith is. See?
Amen.
So we'll be consistent in praying always. And above everything, and we remain in faith. Because when Christ come back, he's going to find somebody standing on his word. That's what that's about. He's looking for somebody. And then for that to happen, he wants us to be bold. So when he tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace, it's nothing new. God always did this. I believe I got some witnesses here. Remember...
Amen.
That it was Paul. He began to speak in the synagogue. Remember, Aquila and Priscilla was there and they heard him. And that's what got them on the road. But I can go back before then because even in Mark, when Joseph demanded the body of Christ, he was bold with it. He went and told the king. He told the counselor. He told them all that God had put that in his heart to take that. So he went unto Pilate boldly. and told him he wanted the body of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say this stuff now. He did that. So sometimes you got to go with the word of God. That's your faith. And the Bible says in John 7:26, but lo, he speak boldly, and they know, to the rulers, rather. He said, man, do you know this Christ? Because he spoke so boldly. They never heard a man speak like this. They wondered because he was speaking the oracles of God. And you know, Barnabas, when Paul took Barnabas and they went up and the apostles declared how they had seen the Lord and how they had been with him and spoke to him, and they began to preach boldly. So sometimes you got to use that bold faith. You go boldly before the throne of grace. Don't go there like no little coward. Know that that's your right. Know that's who you are and that's what you are. You're entitled to that. Yeah, you should feel entitled because you are a Christian, because you are one with Christ. You should go boldly before the throne of grace and realize, hey, this is my right, man. Hey, I'm a joint heir. Yeah, I'm representing. I can do this. That's how to be your testimony. But those are some things we'll talk about this week. Maybe we'll get into keep going to God in prayer. Don't let time cause you to waver, because that's real important. Some people let time cause them to waver. And be relentless and declare the word of God. Don't be moved by what you see. And so before the week's out, we'll be into all of that. Now, do anybody have a word that they want to share or any reflection? And then again, I want to thank you all for all y'all was participating. I can't remember everybody that did, but it was a bunch of you guys, so I appreciate it. But this opportunity for you to engage, it's a reflect on the word, or you want to give us a word of inspiration, or, you know, I'm inspired by how God is moving in these different people's lives. I'm inspired by that. Mm-hmm. But anybody? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, to encourage, I would like to share 1 Thessalonians 4:4-18, where it says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So the verses before the end, let me back up a little bit here. Let's start with verse 15. It says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So I just want to encourage us to put our trust in the Lord and encourage, continue to encourage those who have asked for prayer, not to doubt, not to waver. And like Pastor said, don't give up. be like that unjust judge, even though he was not a godly man. But in the end, he ended up giving the widow what she requested. And so be like the widow. Don't give up. Continue to go to God in prayer. Continue to trust him. Continue to believe him at his word and knowing that he's working things out for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? Anyone else have a word? Word of encouragement. Any kind of word. A word of inspiration.
Yeah.
Anyone? Okay, just press one. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, y'all go and have an amazing Monday. Well, wait a minute. There's almost left here. Evangelist Sharon.
Okay, right. Good afternoon. God bless everybody. I just want to piggyback on Pastor Bell for encouragement. You need to go back and listen to these broadcasts because this is free. I mean, we pay so much money for knowledge for our jobs and careers, our master's degree. This is free. This is worth way more than any of those degrees we pay for. So stay with it and take it as a gift that you're receiving this, that you're hearing this, that it's a gift.
Yeah.
You know, it's knowledge to navigate through this journey that everybody has. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Persistence.
Uh-huh. Persistence. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else? What was that? Hello, sir?
Well,
hello?
I said amen.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Good job.
Amen.
But that's what it is. Anyone else? Somebody hit it. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.